Here we are, Isabel Community Cafe. It's Kevin and...
me.
Oh, God. Shall we start again? Hello, we're at the Isabel Community Cafe. I'm Kevin and...
I'm Gaynor.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
What are you making today, Gaynor?
Right, today I've had people saying they get these ready-made pizza bases to put their own toppings on, but they taste very bland.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you a way of using a pizza base and making it not taste bland.
So like Gaynor's Fancy Pizza?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Go for it.
Right, so what I've got in my bowl jug is chopped tin tomatoes and green pesto. Red pesto is better because it looks prettier, but I couldn't get that, so I've got green pesto.
So green pesto in a jar.
A good glug of tomato sauce, tomato ketchup.
Right.
So you mix that together. It's a bit wet, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And then you spoon that onto your base.
Spoon it on.
And spread it.
Slap it.
And you get that nice smell of the pesto.
So spread it with the back of your spoon.
Yeah. And it makes a nice, it makes a juicy pizza, you know.
Oh, it
good
does,
flavour.
Right.
So then onto that, whatever toppings you want to put on. So I'm going to sprinkle some cheddar cheese on that.
Yeah.
Some sliced red onion.
Yep.
Okay, so again, anything. I mean, I've been doing them as a special today, and I've done Hawaiians and vegetarians and all sorts.
Okay.
So I'm putting some red peppers, diced.
Yep.
Some ham.
Wow, pile it up.
Yeah, nice. We like a really good thick topping.
Yeah.
And it only needs, this is only that cheap ham, the pounder tub ham.
What? What?
Just cheap ham, because you're cooking it.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
So a couple of slices of sliced sausage.
Yeah.
You can use pepperami or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's ham, I'm putting some pineapple on it. And there's a big debate as whether you should put pineapple on it. But
what's the debate then?
Apparently people think it's wrong to put fruit on a pizza.
Do they?
Mm.
No.
But I think it's right. And then I'm topping that off with grated mozzarella.
Right.
And then banging it in the oven for 10 minutes.
Wow.
And that's it. So because the pizza base is already made, so you haven't got to worry about that.
How much would you pay for that?
What if you to
just
buy,
the base?
Base. I think you get four bases, 4 7 to 8 inch bases is about 150.
Oh wow!
So they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
But you can go and put big toppings on and just put on what you want.
Yeah.
People have been known to put tuna and sweet corn on.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't like that.
No.
What's wrong with tuna?
It's fish. Pizza and fish. No.
You can have fish pizza.
No.
No, okay.
No, and anchovies.
Gaynor says
what
no.
are they invented
oh, I
about?
I love anchovies.
Oh, my God. Do you
I
like
do.
Olives?
I love them.
Do you like olives?
I love olives.
Oh, no, you're a weird bloke.
Yeah. Wait, as been said.
Right, I'm just going to put this in the oven.
Okay.
So about gas mark 6 or 7, 200 degrees, 10 minutes.
Job done.
And that's it.
That's 3 minutes. So
prep time
from you starting to load up the pizza.
There's 3 minutes to load up the pizza, but to make the stuff probably only takes about 10 minutes. So, and use a good quality chopped tomato.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say a name, can I? But anyway,
good quality.
Red pesto is better because it gives you all those nice garlicky and basil-y and tomato-y things.
Yeah.
And then basically, whatever topping you've got, mushrooms, diced mushrooms, chuck them on.
But not fish.
Not fish. I'm surprised at you. It is all right. It's not, tuna's not that bad.
Anchovies are the business.
No.
They really are.
No.
They look like anchovies next time.
No, they're like little sluggy things. And olives.
What's wrong with olives?
Well, everyone, it's one of those foods. It's a bit like caviar, because that's rubbish as well.
Well, I wouldn't know.
And champagne, right? People say,
what?
I love champagne. No, you don't. You just like to say you've drunk champagne. What you really like is a bottle of Asti.
Yeah.
Because Asti is nice.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Other brands are available.
No, that isn't a brand.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
I could tell you the brands, which are the best brands if you want to know.
No. Asti, no.
Asti is a type.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of sparkling wine made from a type of grape. So it's quite sweet.
Right.
Okay. Prosecco, which is another type of sparkling.
Yeah.
Aren't we getting posh on pan, eh? Prosecco is a drier version of a sparkly wine.
Okay.
Champagne is just a headache the next morning. Okay? So we don't...
You speak with experience, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. A good... Do you want a story?
Yeah, go on.
A good 30 years ago...
Yeah, we believe you.
Hang on. No, actually, it's more than that. It's 36 years ago.
Okay. So when you were about 3?
No, I was 30. I'm 57, so oh, what's that?
20. Yeah. You're about 20.
Actually, I'm 56. I lied. My ex-husband... The company he worked for had the managing directors had hired a yacht to go and see the fireworks at Cowes Week. So I was under strict instruction to watch my P's and Q's because it's all these managing directors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went badly wrong. Me and the chief managing director sat on the boat and shared a whole bottle of champagne. On the bus on the way home, the bus had to stop again. I had to get off and was sick outside Plessy's.
Oh, Gaynor, I am shocked.
So, yeah.
And that's champagne for
that's
you.
That champagne. Doesn't happen with us, Steve.
But I'm really a bit puzzled about the seafood bit for pizzas, because I quite like seafood on my pizza.
Yeah, but you've just said you like olives.
So?
But that's what I mean. It's one of those...
If I like olives, all my other comments are invalid. Because
you like olives.
Simply because
I like
olives.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
I love them.
See, I love Brussels sprouts. I will. I have been known to go to bed with a bowl of hot Brussels sprouts while I'm reading my book.
And you call me weird.
See, I'm letting all my secrets out.
You are.
But olives are sort of...
The mind boggles.
Olives and anchovies and caviar and it's kind of... And truffles.
Yeah, they're I don't know what they are.
Mouldy.
Yeah,
fungi.
Pigs dig them out, don't
they?
Yeah.
And I think it's just because they're really expensive. Everyone says they're expensive, they taste nice.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So good food, decent price. That's what we want. And anchovies.
No.
And olives.
If you want to put anchovies on your pizza, you can.
Oh, thanks. That's nice of you.
But don't let me see it, because it'll just look like little... They look like the leeches on... Because I'm a Celebrity's Coming Back.
It is.
You have a look at the little leeches, and then look at an anchovy. And there you go. That's what you've got.
I'd love to see you when I'm a Celebrity.
It wouldn't happen. One, I'm not a celebrity.
You'd win.
And two, I would never eat a living creature while it was living.
No. Okay.
Or a widgety bug.
No, we'd best not talk about that stuff, had we? We're going to put people off.
Yeah.
This is brunch.
This is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gaynor.
That's okay. The pizza will be ready in a minute. Can you smell it?
Yeah, I can. See you next week, then.
Yep, see you next
week. See ya. Bye.
Bye.